don't want to keep you too much longer, but I do have a couple more questions. We're going to kind of move off topic. And I want to ask you, in the past 5 years, what new belief, behavior, or habit has had the most impact on your life today?
What really changed in the last 5 years? I've gotten, I don't want to say set my ways, but I figured out what's worked for me. I want to just, this is before 5 years. I think it's really important. We as sort of edge pushers or, you know, adrenaline junkies or entrepreneurs or anyone that's trying hard in their life, working out hard, high levels of stress, we get adrenal fatigue. And most people are offsetting that with coffee and other stimulants and other things. So adrenal fatigue, I thought I was dying like 10 years ago, right before I moved to Boulder, Colorado. I was like, I don't know what is going on. I have AIDS. I have cancer. Something's wrong. I'm going to freaking die. I called up a now mentor and friend, and I said, Nick, his name is Dr. Nick Delgado. I said, Nick, I'm really struggling, man. I don't know what's going on. He goes, Brad, it sounds like adrenal fatigue. You've been stressed out for a long time. You've been working hard. You've done all these drugs and alcohol and motocross and business and travel. Like, you need to boost your adrenals. So I took this supplement called Adrenal DMG, Delgado Protocol. And you can even find it on Amazon in the US, but Adrenal DMG. And within a couple days of that, you know, back then I was 40 and I felt 19 again. I was like, well, I don't know what this is, but I had energy all day. It's like the last thing I needed was any stimulants because I had the right nutrients and supplements. So that was key for me, was getting my adrenals back online, because most of us are blown out.
If I say, what is the meaning of life? What comes to mind?
Adventure. I think we're here to be adventurous. Yeah. There's a great big world out there. Expand your mind, expand your world, whatever that looks like, whether you're sitting in your home meditating and going off into the world, or you're doing ayahuasca or DMT plant medicine or mushrooms, or you're finding, you know, just push the edge somewhere. Get out of your comfort zone and be adventurous, courageous and adventurous.
I did an episode on spontaneity and how being spontaneous in your life can level up your life in so many areas, and how it really does have an effect on your mental, physical, physiological, psychological well-being. There are huge benefits. And I think spontaneity, what it does is it also helps you to build courage in making choices and decisions. And this is where it fits in with facing your dragons and taking action in your life.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I just want to land the plane even a little bit more, that fear is your friend. We don't want to slay the fear. Our shadow is our greatest power. It's our greatest energy. What I like to say is that what you're most resisting and most afraid of are the very things that will set you free. It's your moneymaker, your gift to humanity, and your purpose on the planet. Wherever you're noticing most of your fear and most of your resistance, that's where you should go, because that's what's going to open up so much to you.
And if you could teach everybody in the world today one thing, what would it be?
Wow, these are deep and going to take some introspection. What is the thing I want to teach everybody? Ah, it's so interesting. Yeah, to breathe.
I like that.
We just don't freaking breathe. We need to breathe, people.